I've learned from previous experiences, it's always good not to run up too fast because you spend a lot of time picking your walk-on music. If you run up too fast, then they turn it off. It's quite an honor to be here with this very, very illustrious group of candidates for governor and the honorees here today. It was very tempting, actually, to stand here and tell anecdotes about all the folks who are being honored, all the good stories about things. And frankly, one of the hardest positions to be in is following Kurt. He's a very, very good person for doing that. I certainly would never want to be on a ballot running against him. As many of you can tell, my Iowa accent is not quite perfected yet. I came here 43 years ago to attend and go to school here, Grinnell College. Many of you, hopefully almost everybody in here, voted for me for state auditor. And many of you would say, well, he ran for state auditor. Why is he running for governor? I would call your attention. Fred referred to Paul Wellstone. Many people don't know Paul Wellstone. Before he ran for Senate and won, he ran for a state auditor. True story. If you listen to the music that I walked up to, Anita DeFranco singing, "Which Side Are You On?" I can't think of any time where that question is more relevant. Do we believe that healthcare is a right? Do we believe that we have to fight for our environment?
Yes.
Do we believe that we must do something to make Iowa number one in mental health, not number 50?
Yes.
And do we believe that we must fight for working people, restoring Chapter 20, making it easier to organize labor unions, reduce taxes, our tax structure that currently taxes low and moderate income people more than the very rich? Do we believe those things? I think everybody here knows we do. Quite honestly, I don't know if everybody out there knows we do. I was in Independence recently and was looking at the Wapsipinicon Mill. That's a word that's always hard to pronounce. I was really enjoying the history of it and was taking some pictures, and a woman walked up to me and said, "Are you a visitor here?" And I said, "Yes." "What do you do?" "Well, I'm kind of these days a politician." I told her I was running for governor. She said, "Who are you for?" And I said, "Well, okay, I'm a Democrat." "No, but who are you for?" And I wasn't quite sure where it was going. Got a little nervous for a moment. I said, "Well, are you talking about who I supported in past elections?" "No. Who are you for?" I said, "Okay, tell me what you mean. I'm not sure if this is really going to go anywhere." She said, "Are you for money or are you for me?" Which was really, really interesting. Many people believe the system is rigged. And it isn't just our campaign system, it's our actual government. I was just having a conversation on Facebook with someone the other day about how it is that you can wind up going to prison for writing a $1,000 bad check, but if you declare bankruptcy after borrowing hundreds of thousands, that's fine. You can do it again. You can become president. Millions. We need to change our government, get rid of the old system. We need an entirely new politics. We need an entirely new governmental structure. If you're interested in big changes, I ask for your vote. There's 200, I think Nate sent out an email saying how many days there were to Election Day. I think it's 231. There's a long time left to look at all the candidates. Please keep an open mind. We're going to have a very, very interesting campaign. I ask for your support. Thank you very much.